Over here. In the wardrobe. Come closer. This magic place is your truly indigenous Australian bedroom. Nowhere else in the world will you find a bedroom quite like mine. It crawls with creatures of the night. I'll show you around, but we must be very, very quiet, because I haven't paid me rent. Do you see that? Over there near the pizza box? Now I'll just take my hat off and throw it into the box. Ah, now, let's see what we've got. Aha, just as I thought. Mozzarella cheese all over me bloody hat. Well, never mind. Hey, look at that. Did you see it flash in the torchlight? It's behind the wardrobe. Now I'll just reach into his burrow and... Ah, come on, old fella. You'll be right. I won't hurt you. There you go. I'll just hold him a little closer to the light. If you look carefully, you'll find one of these fellas in most Australian bedrooms. Yes, it's a thong. They're so common, most people think they're native to Australia. But in fact, they're an introduced species. They were brought here as pets by homesick Chinese during the gold rush and went feral in a flash. And today, the thong reigns supreme in all regions, only threatened by the occasional punsy saloon bar dress rules. A solitary creature, the wild thong is best observed at dusk when it emerges to utter its strange mating call. People always ask me, "What's that noise, Harry?" And I, of course, reply, "It's just a thong at twilight." Thank you. Now, I think we should move on swiftly before another one of those bad jokes scuttles across the microphone. Oh, here we are. Now, let's get down on our knees, carefully push the bedspread aside and venture in under the bed. Now, what have we got here? Oh, it's not an animal, but it's very interesting. Yes, it's a cup of fossilized Milo. Oh. And judging by the thickness of the skin on top, I'd say that this must date back to the ancient Greeks. They were the wog pensioners who had the flat before me. Now, will we find what I'm looking for? Yes, there he is. See him lurking behind that thicket of navel lint? Over there, yes, just to the left of that dead jackal. Just as I suspected, the mortal enemy of the thong, the sock. Come on, fella, it's all right, it's all right. Uncle Harry's here. Oh, he doesn't like the light. He's an old one, this bloke. He's been in the wars a bit too. You see all that scar tissue around the heel? And a nasty gaping wound in the toe. Oh, this fella must be lost, because your native Australian sock is unique in the animal world in that it mates for life, and did so for centuries until the coming of its introduced predator, the laundromat. It decimated the breed, leaving a tragic trail of separated socks. Let's see if we can help this little fella to find his natural mate. God knows I've been searching for it for months. Now, we're going to implant this tiny radio transmitter just here under the sauce stain. To do this, I'll use the tranquilizing injection. No, it's not going to hurt you, fella. Although highly lethal to humans, this needle will only stun him. Now, hold still, fella. Don't struggle there. That's it. Don't struggle there. Ah! Oh, well, that's done it. Tune in again next week for In the Wild, Blue Yonder, with the late Harry Butler. Good night.
Hey there, you with the tension in your eyes. Is your life like this?
Right, that's it, Betty. I've had it up to here. I was hanging on by a thin thread just this side of the loony bin when along comes Wally Wolfermuir.
Isn't he cute?
Cute, he's an ape, Betty. He's an ape with a T-shirt. It's all right, Derek, I say to myself. It's only a commercial. The world hasn't gone mad. But what happens? I come home from the pickle factory and find a bloody chimpanzee painting the house.
Well, he gave us Solaris quote.
I'm as bad as hell and can't take it anymore.
Are you mad as hell and can't take it anymore?
Yes.
Has today's stress made you change your will and leave everything to your digital watch because you think it's brainier than you?
Yes.
Do your children believe that Ronald McDonald was born in Bethlehem?
Yes.
And that Mrs. Marsh can walk on colored water. I can't. I can't cope anymore.
You're chocker with aggression, aren't you?
Yes!
Do you want to hit back?
Bloody oath I do!
We can help!
Yes, the ABC presents Therapeutic Radio, where you, the deranged, dangerously unbalanced listener, can release that pent-up aggression.
I feel better already.
You'll feel even better soon as you play... Let's all strangle Beeper the Owl.
45 cents a minute, 45 cents a minute, cheaper after 9 o'clock. Hey, 45 cents a minute, cheaper after 9 o'clock.
Come here, you little bastard! I'll kill you, you rotten little swine!
I did it. I did it. I did it my way. And I tell you what, I feel terrific.
Hey, listener. Yes, you at home. Quick, turn your radio on and listen to this. To celebrate its 50th birthday, the ABC has gone mad and is running a competition where you can win real prizes. Not just public service prizes, but real ones like what the commercial stations give you. Here's what you do. Take it away, Prudence.
Thanks, Betty. Yes, all you do is listen to this medley of famous ABC themes, identify them in order, and you could win a real prize just like what the commercial stations give you. Take it away, Betty.
Thanks, Prudence. Take it away, orchestra. Now, can you identify these themes?
Wasn't it?
Did you pick them? Call us now, and you could win a real prize like what the commercial stations give you. Hello, you're on the quiz line.
Are you coming home for tea, Betty?
Not now, Mum. I'm working. Hello, you're on the quiz line.
Hello. To whom am I talking to, Ed?
You're talking live on air to Jack Jawbone of the Jack Jawbone Show.
Oh, hello, Betty. Has it gone off yet?
What exactly are you talking about, madam?
The real prize, like what the commercial stations give you.
Oh, that? No, that hasn't gone off. Go ahead. Can you name the famous ABC themes?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Steady now. What was the first one?
I've forgotten.
Fool of a woman. All right. What was the second one?
The Lord's Prayer.
No.
Sorry, I always get those two mixed up. It wasn't the Lord's Prayer at all. It was Channel 7's World of Sport Music.
Cretinous woman. I don't have to do this, you know. I'm Jack Jawbone, and I'm independently wealthy. I've also played the lead in The Old Man and the Sea, but the ABC showman hated it. Yes, I'm the fisherman that John West rejected.
Hello, you're on the quiz line.
Hello, Betty. They were Rush, ABC News, Four Corners, Play School, Countdown, and Patrol Boat.
Correct. What about the trick one between Rush and Four Corners?
The Brill Cream Jingle.
Wrong.
The Yugoslav National Anthem, played by Eddie Charlton.
Almost.
Snooker, played by Eddie Charlton.
Correct. You win the real prize, like what the commercial stations give
you. Oh, what is it?
You have your free choice of any one item from the ABC shop.
Yes. And?
That's it. That's the prize.
Oh, poop.
Don't you oh-poop me, sir. I'm an ABC announcer and I'm superior to you.
You lied. You lied. The commercial stations don't give away that stuff.
They're not the ones stuck with it. Now, what do you want?
I can have any one thing from the ABC shop?
Yes. Now, what do you want?
I'll take the cash register.
Smart ass. Now, here are some interesting facts and figures about the ABC.
If all the ABC staff were laid end to end...
As most of them have been...
If they were all laid end to end and the line stretched down the corridors, through the car park and into the nearest pub, it would mean it's lunchtime.
Or it could just mean that the morning tea was a bit strong.
Amazingly, 40% of the staff are women.
What's amazing about that?
Have you seen them?
So that means that 60% of the staff are men.
Not necessarily. Some of them are announcers.
And 10% of the staff work incredible hours, running up enormous overtime bills. In fact, they never leave their desk.
That's because they're dead.
And they're not going to go until they get their long service leave. Tonight on 60 Minutes.
I suppose looking back in retrospect, I should have realized they were starting to brainwash him when he came home with all those Judy Garland records. But whatever they've turned him into, he's still my son. And I don't care two hoots if it's cost me $35,225.39 to get him back.
This man has just paid $35,225 to have his son...
And 39 cents.
And 39 cents... to have his son torn from the grip of a unique Australian cult.
But please, Mr. X, please don't rough him up too much. You'll ruin me wife's best frock.
Tonight, the snatchers, the kidnapping and deprogramming of a Qantas steward.
Hello, I'm George Negus. And as usual, I'm in a potentially lethal situation. I'm standing astride the border. On my left, the Afghans. On my right, the German shepherds. And behind me, the fox terriers. And not a lamppost in sight.
Tonight, George Negus reports on the war-torn Beirut dog show and asks, who's going to clean up this mess?
Hello, I'm the all-new electronic Lois Lane, yes, yarn event. And believe me, I'm quite an event.
Well, I'm a not to know lady. The wholesaler, he tells me it was a Baramandi. What would I know? I'm just a poor Wagga fisherman with a wife and the 12 children and a Catholic school to support them.
Don't lie to me. I'm Yana Bent. The thinking person's Jeannie Little.
I'ma tell you, lady, that the fish was a Baramandi.
Listen, we're not stupid here at 60 Minutes. We tested your so-called Baramundi, and it turned out you had sold me a piece of three-ply. The glue was still wet.
At least it was fresh.
Tonight, Yara Vent and her Baramundi affair. Will she marry a fish?
Hello, I'm Ray Martin.
I'm George Negus.
I'm Ian Leslie.
I'm Yana Vent.
I'm the man from Snowy River.
And I'm a monkey's uncle. These stories and more tonight on 60 Minutes.
Leyland Brothers in the great outdoors. Come and join them, come along and join them. Leyland Brothers in the great outdoors. Come along and join them now.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Mel.
And together, we're better known as...
Look out, here they come again.
Well, our new TV series certainly seems to have set the world alight, Mel.
That's indeed a very true fact, Mike, judging by our mailbag. Because just this week, another letter flooded in.
Have you got it?
Yes, but the ointment fixed it.
The letter, Mal, where is it?
In my hand, Mike.
Where's it from?
The letterbox.
Truth, it's hard. The back of the envelope. From where was it sent from?
Oh, a little known town, Mike, called, Tudor Press Seal.
Press Seal. Sounds nasty, Mal. Sounds like a job for Linda Stoner.
I wouldn't mind doing a job on Linda Stoner, Mike.
Settle down, Mal. Read the letter to our viewer.
It says... Dear Mr. Brothers...
What a coincidence. It's for us.
As the regular viewer of your exploring show, I would like to you to settle an argument I have had with my know-all neighbour, Mrs. Dorothy, I'm so smart I can lip-read Molly Meldrum, Smith.
I didn't know Molly Meldrum was deaf.
Oh, he's not, Mike. You have misconcerted the meaning of the letter. Anyway, she continues, is it true that Ron and Valerie Taylor have invented shark-proof underwear?
I don't know. I give up. What's the answer?
Perhaps we should journey to the chill, shark-infested waters of the Great Australian Bight and ask Ron and Val.
I don't think that's a good idea, Mal.
Why not?
They live in surfers.
Oh.
Hello, Valerie Taylor.
Hello, Ron Taylor.
Gosh, it is a lovely day here at surfers where we are.
It certainly is, Ron Taylor. But who are these two men approaching in the one pair of shorts?
Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Mel.
I'm Ron.
I'm Val.
Hi, Val.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Val.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mel.
Hi, Val.
Well, Val, show us your underwear. Oh, God, look at that, Mike. Oh.
Settle down, Mal.
Hey.
Still, it's not bad, is it? Not bad at all.
They meant the shark-proof underwear, Val.
Oh.
Well, this'll do, though.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
No, I don't want to disappoint you.
You're not.
Settle down, Mal.
So, Ron Taylor and I will show you our latest film about the shark-proof underwear.
Right, Valerie Taylor, action.
Here is Ron, about to try our very first shark-proof underwear.
I lent very strongly in favour of using a material that would save my life.
To that end, we settled on an indestructible material that is impenetrable to teeth and nothing will break.
What was it?
Gift wrapping ribbon.
How did it work in the water?
The colour ran. This did not deter Ron Taylor. See him here, leaping into the water with a raw leg of lamb and jauntily poking out his tongue at the awaiting 20-foot monster of the deep.
I felt secure in my gift-wrapping ribbon suit, and as Valerie filmed, I giggled as the confused shark nuzzled my pink underwear. Playfully, I bopped him on the head with my leg of lamb.
As I filmed, I could see down into the water. It was then that Ron discovered a new scientific breakthrough that has stunned the marine world.
What is it?
Sharks can undo knots.
That's very exciting footage, Val.
It certainly is, Mal. Luckily, Ron survived the attack, but it does mean we've had to change the name of our show.
What to?
Ron.
And Valerie.
The Taylor Sisters.
Thank you.
You know, it's strange, but even after 50 years of dedicated service to the public, you still hear people say,
the ABC ain't done nothing.
Whereas, on the other hand, you hear lots of people saying more correctly,
the ABC hasn't done anything.
Which, of course, is not completely true. Because the ABC has produced many memorable moments in broadcasting history. Who will ever forget the great John Chance, who, when reading the news, said,
today, a woman was bitten on the funnel by a finger-web spider.
Of course, what he meant to say was,
yesterday, a woman was bitten on the funnel by a finger-web spider.
No. No, that's wrong, too. It should read, she was bitten on the web by a funnel-fingered spider.
No, she wasn't. She was fingered on the funnel by a bitten web.
No, she wasn't. She hit it with a brick, and it wasn't even a spider. It was a budgie.
Of course, that embarrassing confusion doesn't happen today.
It can't happen today because it's Sunday and the whole place is empty.
Yes, gone are the days of steam radio and dusty old valves that sometimes broke down.
Because now we've got digital equipment that always breaks down.
But isn't it comforting to know that today, 50 years later, wherever you are in Australia, at any time, you can turn on your radio and hear a good old ABC announcer saying,
we regret this break in transmission. Normal service will be resumed as soon as possible.
Happy birthday, ABC!
To a special ABC 50th anniversary show live from the Sydney Opera House. The biggest birthday party stars Colleen Brown, Ted Goldby, Ross Higgins, and Graham Kennedy. Renee Gale and Doug Parkinson sang for you. The Naked Vicar Band was under the direction of Michael Bojanek. Music produced by Martin Benn. Noises and other sound effects were made by Steve Collins and John McGraw. The show was broadcast and engineered by the New South Wales Radio Operation. Tape managed by Dennis Phelan. Associate producer Anne Pavanic. Written and produced by Gary Riley and Tony Sandler. The Vicar's Birthday Party is an RS production for the ABC.